There's a fascinating Acts of Horror that exists the first week or so of the news month. If you don't know what I'm talking about, good. It has resonated. It's also good. When we get back from Bainer's money, it's incredibly favorous. And we realize what a yerida we had, and we had when we're not sitting and learning. Is it not late? I want to welcome all the new comedians. Oh, they made it smaller. So, you get back, you start learning, you suddenly realize that you're a human being again. We learn Bainer's money, man. We're involved in learning, but not with the same Kedusha and Taira when we're in the yeshiva. And of course, we know we're not always as active in our learning and our connection to Taira as you learn his money. So we come back and we have this incredible Taira. We realize the MS of Taira, that without us, are nothing. The Chinuch says, Nechshav Kebahema. And we feel it and we know it. So comes the Gate Sahar and says, you're right. Next Bainer's money, I'm going to learn much harder. Next Bainer's money, I'm not going to have a Yerida, I just said. Your mama's going to steiger belt. Next Bainer's money, I'm going to get a shoe Bainer's money, I'm going to learn some bruises. I'm not allowing myself to slip the way I did Bainer's money. Sounds like a very good thing, no? Why is that the Gate Sahar? I'll tell you why. Because number one, what he's saying is never going to happen. Because he said it last year and the year before and the year before and the year before, we've been saying it every first week of the month, we've been saying the same thing. And what the Yetzer Hara is doing is distracting you from the fact what you're supposed to focus on now. Now that I know Ki Hei Chayeinu Vayirich Yameinu, I have a direct personal experience because I realize what I looked like yesterday and I look like what I look like today. Yeah? I came home the first day of the month, one of my kids said to me, oh, I can see you learned today. So you know it's MS, it's Mamash MS, Ki Ein Chayeinu, and what do? You forget about that and say, yes, the next 6 months time I'm going to learn much harder. That's the Yetzer Hara. Let's just talk a little bit about the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara tells us quite clearly, if you don't believe Chazal, then this Chazal's not going to help you. You have to first believe that what Chazal say is true. You've got to get clear. Chazal say that the Yetzer Hara is trying to kill you. Vachkish la'amisay. The Yetzer Hara doesn't want any Jews learning Torah anyway. Except the ones that are learning on his behalf. There is an Indian where you're learning Torah as a shliach of the Yetzer Hara. That can also be. We're not going into that now. Talk about Emmet, the guys who want to learn, they're learning for the right reasons, or whatever. The Yetzer Hara is not getting the kaikas that they use when they're learning because they're learning Musa. The person who's learning Torah, the Yetzer Hara is using his Torah as if he's learning Torah without learning Musa. That's not our subject now, but we've all been discussing that at length. The person learning Torah without learning Musa, the kaikas that he's generating by learning Torah is being used by the Yetzer Hara, not by that. That's another subject. But the Yetzer Hara, before we get to that, doesn't want any Jews anywhere in the world learning Torah. Yeah? And the Gemara goes on and says, and if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't help you, Eino Yochel, I think the Lord says, Eino Yochel, Lo Yochel, Eino Yochel, Eino Yochel. What's the percentage of Eino Yochel? 95% you couldn't manage? When we learn the Gemara, we understand that if a Kodesh Baruch Hu won't help us, Eino Yochel, I mean, I'm dead. What do we say? I'm not dead. I mean, I could put in a bit of effort without Hashem. I could put in a bit of. You know, I've got my own. Chazal tell you, Eino Yochel, you can't. That's the beginning of Chochma. It's understanding Eino Yochel, I can't. Without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, without me learning will cause boredom, hate, insistence. Rikish Lahamisan, the enemy wants to kill you. And if a post will come and help you, you're as good as dead. That's the first thing a person has to believe. They have to know that it's not well. If that's true, which it is, because he just came out of Banner's money, but we know it's true. The first day is mine, we don't and we're not pushing off our repairing ourselves till the next Banner's money. We want to use that understanding in this month to pick ourselves up now. But how are we going to survive? If my cause Borko in there, he's a yokel. We can't, we won't. So you've got to get a cause Borko on your side. You've got to shim on your side. Without a cause Borko helping us, we can't. So how do you get a cause Borko on your side? So I'm waiting for your insight. In Hilchus Sichus, not Hilchus Sichus. What's Sichus? Which I think can help us here. Let's put one that could it down and go. It looks like I'm going to finish the 10 times, but you know it'll be okay. So there's a 10 to 1 this morning, because I only got time for the day before. So it's getting very hot in here. 10, 15 minutes, we can stop. The most amazing thing about Slichus, what do you think Slichus, what am I talking about Slichus now for? Slichus, we're not talking about Slichus for at least another 11 months. I've been Slichus now forever. But we saw Talanta was once. I once heard somebody, he walked out of shul on what's in Kippur, and somebody once heard him saying, "Wait, wait, nearly yellow." It's our medium of it, we're still talented, so we're going to learn a little bit of slichas, yeah? No, but of course it's like this. If I would say to you, I want you to write a book, or a chapter of a book, that Jews will use Erev Rosh Hashanah to go to Kosh Bolchu and beg him for forgiveness and say, "Sorry, sorry, sorry for everything we've done," yeah? Would you have written slichas? What does slichas say? Hashem, you've tortured us for so many years. Hashem, you drove us here. We got burned out here. We went here. Remember Avram. Remember who Avram. Remember how fat he was. Remember Yitzchak. There's hardly any. And right there, there's a bit of a shalom begadim, which really shouldn't take more than about 15 seconds, right? The whole of Slichas is telling Hashem what a hard time he's giving us, how horrible he's been to us, how rough he's been to us. And what's the taina? Ubachol Zeit, the theme running through Slichas. We made matzahs in Auschwitz. Matzahs in Auschwitz, yeah, mind? You're going to risk your life to make a little bit of matzah? So what is it doing to you? What are you making matzahs for? That's the whole thing of slichas. The better because I'm not going to the whole union of slichas, I have to apply, but I want to extract that one that could have and see how we can apply it to bring it into our lives, into our learning, into our way as Hashem, in order to be able to use the sisoinus we've had to take us through the whole time. But I said, effectively coming to the Shiva and we come learn here every day, this tibur, this oinam, is a gavali, that's an incredible thing. Incredible thing. Most people don't do it, most people can't do it, most people try and don't manage to. Yeah? But there's a tibur of of young people, older people, of balabatim, of people with children, of people with diagnosis of shidduchim, of people with panosa, with all the troubles in the world, and they come to this midrash to learn, they come to learn. That's a very different thing, with the whole day. It's impossible, you have to know that. In Hashem lo yizda lo any yoichol, it's not shaykh. In Eretz Yisrael, to learn half day and work half day, what are you talking about? It's not shaykh. With the whole day, and we see we get tested, Yishmael, when we do it. And it's a brilliant thing, and it's fantastic, and it's great. You have to know that it's not small. If you don't know what your neighbor's doing, so you don't know how great it is, then look at yourself. Pretend you're your neighbor and be admired. There's what to admire you. The pressure's not to learn, I know. But what does it look like when we're in the base of Midrash? How do we look when we're actually sitting and learning? What does that learning look like? So I'm just starting to understand that person telling me, "Oh, fuck, that's the bank manager." Yeah, or the cell phone rings. You forgot. It happens once every 10 years. You forget to switch off your cell phone. You walk into the metro. You forget to leave it at home. You forget to put it where it's not going to disturb you. So now, it's the bank manager. It's the kapat cholim. You haven't sent the yeah, because everyone's got things inside it. Or the rebbe in the cheder. Please, I want to come see you. A little yankele. I want to speak to you about yankele. Yeah. or it's the Beit Yaakov, or it's one of any 50,000 things that distract us from whatever, it's a little schmooze out with Machabrusa, or it's a, because I'm stressed or whatever, so I want to just chill out a bit, and we schmooze Machabrusa a little bit or whatever, and the Tzuras HaLimud starts being impacted and affected. So how do you open up a Gemara and start learning? And 100%, somebody's going to come in and sit down next to you, whether it's your bank manager, whether it's the doctor, whether it's the whatever it is that the client is driving you with sugar, or the boss that hasn't paid you your salary, or whatever. We've all got our ideas. Yeah. So you open up and he comes and sits now next to you. The bank manager comes and sits next to you and says, "I'd like to discuss your overdraft." Yeah. But now you try and concentrate on the choices. That's the bank manager I thought was welcome, and he's toshed it. My life's falling apart. I have to go home tonight because my mum told my children there's no food. They're afraid that they have to do that. They have to go home from Irish one out to get his family. I don't want to do anything tomorrow because there ain't nothing. Oh, the whole place! The bank manager sitting out with all my problems, with all my issues, with all these worries, or whatever. You know what? Well, food. You take care of them. I'm sitting and learning now. I don't want to be disturbed. For the next 15 minutes, you talk to the bank manager while I'm learning, and I'm finished. I've got to deal with him. All the pressures, all the lachas, the whole world crashing around you. We don't have an Auschwitz to deal with. We have our own. Sort of dressed up the way he's dressed up. We have a thing called an MP3. An MP3, which I use for Mamash learning Torah. Without that, you know how much people Torah there would be? I can spend a whole hour trying to get it to work with my computer so that I can learn Torah. The HR can keep you busy not learning a whole hour in order to learn Torah. Yeah? And there's a thing called the internet, and a thing called the telephone, there's a thing called the MP4, there's so many things we have. The whole place. We don't have our options. We don't have the restraints and the sorrows that our grandparents had. The runnings, the pogroms, the fleeings, whatever. Baruch Hashem, we live comfortable lives in Yochasi. And we're very blessed. We're a very, very blessed generation. And yet it's almost impossible to sit and be involved in Ruchnas. Our biggest mystery is just the fact that there is so much gashmis in the world. There is so much driving us to live a this worldly existence. We can't even begin to imagine what living in a transcendent kind of existence would look like. On the one hand, we have the door of Noach, the door of Mabel. On the other hand, we have the door of Flogger, who seem to be correcting the problem of the door of Noach. But what if I'm going to point out, I'm going to get inside. What was the door of Noach, the door of Mabel? Robbery. They had no concern for other people. What's mine's mine, and what's yours is mine, and that's why they got destroyed. Comes along the door of Flogger and says, "Hold on a second, that's not acceptable. We can't live like that anymore. We have to be concerned about everybody." So they created what looks like the Midrash described as the most perfect communist society ever. Totally caring for each other. Nobody owns anything, it all belongs to the community. Whatever you need, we give you, we take care of our own. So why did they have to get destroyed? What was wrong with them? They seem to be correcting the problem. The problem is, none of them would even transcend to the existences. It was all for what's the betterment of me. What do I need? What's good for me? In the Dora Mabel, it's good for me to have your car, so I'm taking it. In the Dora Flogger, getting wiped out by flood, not just like, yeah, we're going to come up with an alternative way of getting what I want. So we create a society where I get whatever I want. And we live in that world today. We live in a world that are descendants of the Dora Flogger and the Dora Mabel. Everybody's living for now. We make permanent homes, we make thick brick concrete buildings like we're going to be here for 100 years. We're not going to be here for 100 more years. The building will be here long after we're gone. And we invest so much time and effort into building, it's almost irrelevant. You can't take it with. But if you were trying to live a life transcendent, trying to live a life dedicated to Ruchnias, where would you go look? Where would you go? What did Avraham Avinu do? Avraham Avinu lived through the door of Flogger. He was there, he saw it. Where did he get his chizuk from? Where did he get his energy from? He also didn't have a model. He didn't have a wrong model. Where did he get it from? V'ata ha'chaisem.
The generation before Moshiach is going to have to be like Adam and Eve.
There is nowhere to get it from. You can't get any of it. Let me give you a simple example. I'm always scared to say this word, and I'll show you why. The other thing the Yanks of Honor is very dead keen on making sure that no Jews are doing is keeping tznius. On the men's side, no learning Torah. On the woman's side, no tznius. But you can't talk about tznius today. You dare not even mention the word. I once mentioned it in the shoes a while back, and I got my head blown off. But in Beit Shemesh, particularly in the rest of the country, tznius is really the swear word. How did it become like that? How did it become like this? Because there's an Olam out there fighting for tznius. Not our big Kedusha Vatara, but looking very, very our big Kedusha Vatara. Yeah? Who've turned the word tznius into Poshet and aberration. If a Baba wants to get up and talk about tznius today, they're going to say, hey, but that was the sugarless, but he can't economically. Who made tznius into, who took tznius and gave it over to the Sotan? People that supposedly are, you know, from Unzelabelt, our brethren. The Sotan has shlichim in the camp. It's normal that the Sotan's outside trying to get in and we have to keep him out. He lives inside today, he's part of the world. He's part of our chevra. The biggest war today, the biggest struggle today is against the lack of tears in the Torah world. I'm not saying that, every God will say it. Why don't we speak about it anymore? Because you can't. The Sultan's made sure that you can't talk about it anymore. How did he do that? By getting the secular world to sponsor? No! In our own camp, we had somebody coming along and make it impossible to talk about. So what do you have to do? This is another review. To set up a little heel, because how did the Chofetz Chaim start getting, you know, Shmuel Tavoshin into the world? So what's that you weren't allowed to talk about? Talk about Lashon Hara? God, come on! Hey, you want people to stop talking? Well, Hashem, slowly, you got a little, Lashon Hara Chaburiya, a little one there, you have to infiltrate it into the camp, because the Sultan's not going to let you get into the camp. This is just one example, eh? If you know what I'm talking about, If you don't, you don't. A big issue in the world today, you can't even talk about it in public. You have to do it very quietly, you have to infiltrate it, you have to do it here, you have to also put it in the air. Because you can't even talk about it anymore. And it's nothing from outside that prevented it, it's in our own world. So who are you going to look to? Where are you going to go? For Baruch Hashem, we're not our believers, totally. We're not just saying we're totally. Baruch Hashem, we have room to look to, we have room to look up to. We have to go to Israel, fine. But at the end of the day, you have to turn to God's Baruch Hu and say, behold us. With all this going on, I don't know who to trust, I don't know where, I don't know what, I don't know if I'm coming or going, I don't know if I'm going to feed my family, I don't know how this business is going to get healthy, how this child is going to make sense. I don't know nothing, but because I, where am I this morning? What am I doing? What am I doing, Akash Bolsa? What am I doing? Because I'm sitting here learning your tale. Because I know, ki hen chayen ibo erich yamayim. This I hold the boy's side, is a good container that we have against Akash Bolsa, that forces Akash Bolsa to help us. We can't, any yachol. Without a kosh bochol, any yachol. A kosh bochol, b'chol zay shiu chalo shachachna. The kosh bochol says, I'm already afraid. I don't think I'm afraid. If you think I'm talking, come on, Hashem. Look at what Hashem said. Zachati chesed noraych. A kosh bochol comes to the Jews, they're in Mitzrayim, suffering, in the concentration camps of Mitzrayim, suffering terribly, with open miracles, 10 markers and the miracles, he takes them out of Mitzrayim, and takes them to the Midbar, and gives them mud and water, and looks after them, and covered and everything, yeah? What does Hashem say? Zachad Michesed Nareich, children of Israel, my Yiddish Kinderlach, I remember the chesed you did for me. What's the chesed you did for Hashem? I'm in Auschwitz, he comes and he breaks me out, right? And gives me a beautiful home and a wonderful life, sets me up a whole new life. And then he comes to me and says, oh, you did me such a good body for chesed, you followed me out of the ashram. Halachta, Chorov, Bemidbar, Eretz Bozerah. You followed me into the desert and Eretz Bozerah. Hashem said, I remember the chesed you did for me, like yourself. You know what Hashem's telling you? You've got to protect him. You know, in this country, if you want to get anything done, you want to get anywhere, he protects you, yeah? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah? If you don't know what I'm talking about, you haven't been here long enough. Oh, you're in a lot of trouble. You have protection. To get a gemach today, you need protection. Well, that's what we're holding in the world. To get a gemach, you have to have protection. Give me now your bag. And then, I don't know.
But to get the mafia, to protect you.
Get the mafia. The fortune of the gemach machers. Yeah? Well, you'll pay a guy to get you a gemach quicker than you can go yourself. Gemach machers, they cannot look for a good job.
That's how that's a good job. They come and go, oh, you're real good.
Yeah? Gemach machers. A machi is where somebody who, you know, if you want to get something out of his product team, so he's a guy that's got connections with other team. You pay him and he gets it done for you much quicker than you could have got done yourself, right? You don't know what a machi is. No, you don't need to do a machi. You don't even know about a machi. Gemach machers!
We're living in a world where you need protection.
Who's the best person to protect you with?
Hashem.
He wants to be your protector. Zachati chesed nuraycha. Remember the chesed you did for me, Hashem says.
You could be chesed Hashem.
I did for you chesed Hashem. Yeah? I did for you chesed. Yeah. Let me take that outfit. Thank you so much. Hashem wants to be used. He wants to behold the Hashem Kolosha Kofru. Look what you've done to me, Hashem. You want me to open a Gemara after all of that? Do you want me to learn the Yeshua Das and learn? Yes, with the Chonza Yeshua Kolosha Kofru. I'm opening my Gemara, I need your help here. I can't do this without you. But if you'll help me, okay. Why should we help you? What are you talking about? After all the chesed I did for you. The Chazi Chesed Reich, remember all the chesed I did for you, Hashem? And I'm opening up a Gemara and I'm learning now with all that's going on with the Chonza Yeshua Kolosha Kofru. I just want to finish by saying this applies to the three amudim that the world stands on. This applies to Torah, as I've been speaking about, but it also applies to chesed and to avoda. Tefillah. How do we come to tefillah? I don't talk about tefillah because I'm sorry for another day, but you shouldn't talk about something you don't know anything about. I don't talk about tefillah. But those about tefillah, there are those people who know about tefillah, know how to apply this to tefillah. The opportunity we have three times a day to have a personal private appointment with the college bowl to despite everything. To clear our heads, to come to Tiller with an understanding that this is the protector we need. We have an appointment with the Macher. Yeah? And I'm not saying if you can see the Macher for free, whatever you want. You have to expand on this, I don't know how. And you can get it for something as well. You have to be tested. It's not easy to open up your home and have strangers living in your home and a Shabbos and this and you're sharing the bathrooms and that. You're driving and you're enjoying listening to something quietly in the space and whatever you're enjoying and you're about tramping at a stop and then you're in and it shatters your privacy and things. All these difficulties and all the barriers and all the difficulties to get to Tfilah and to learn from you and Yeshua Das without all the interruptions, without all the nonsense. And to do chesed the way we're supposed to, it's very, very hard. The whole life, despite all the difficulties, I'm a Romaim, I elevate myself, I raise myself up, I transcend, I start thinking of how to live a different life. I'm starting to think a little bit about, you know, I'm actually going to love my mom, I'm actually going to have to, you know, this isn't it, this world's going to end sometime. I have to transcend it a little bit, I'm going to have to get in touch with some kind of a ruchnias to take existence. To raise ourselves up. That you need a college ball, and that you can use this cloud. On idea, the whole voice. The whole voice, all of Klal Yisrael in El gets up and says, well, the whole voice, the Shem's coming Rosh Hashanah, you have to be much bigger indeed because of all you did to us, and we still haven't forgotten your name. It's a powerful time now. Now, it looks to me, but you see that Chazal gave us that ability, and we have to use that ability. I managed to squeeze out 15 minutes yesterday. It was all great. It's a powerful taina. And with that taina, the Kosh Boch has to help us. If the Kosh Boch is raised, then Yochel, then we can. We're able to beat the Yetzer, we're able to fight the Yetzer, and we're able to get up and elevate ourselves and use the lives that we have correctly and properly. We should have a gesunte winter, as they say, a healthy winter. It's not a small thing to do for the eight sorry to keep that learning this winter to ask yourself winter and to so noticeable thing. To guard ourselves, to guard ourselves, to have a healthy winter, but more than that, we should be able to elevate ourselves, to lift ourselves up a little bit, to raise ourselves up, just to stick our head a little bit out of the smoke, get out of the fog a little bit. And to do that, you need, of course, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, the eyes of all of us. Yeah, the successful man. I give you some Mashiach, and that will be amazing. And you have plenty of time to get ready for me.
Isn't that a chesed of Hashem to us?
Does that remember the chesed of Hashem? What does Hashem remember the chesed of us? And the chesed we did him?